There have always been places for past-their-prime TV stars to be seen on television. In the 1970s and 80s, they were pretty much limited to guest spots on The Love Boat and Hollywood Squares. Today, the opportunities are increasing, with more cable channels, more programming all the time. Commentator and actress Annabelle Gurwitch recently found herself in the middle of this boom.
There's a lot of TV on TV, and I'm in some of it. It's not news that there are seemingly endless amounts of rooms remodeled, lives redirected, and faces being redone on television these days. And I was amongst the first of those to cry out, "Make it stop!" But that was before I did jury duty. On Style Court, that is. Style Court is patterned after the People's Court, which is by now a staple of reality TV, having spawned Judge Judy, Judge Clarence Brown, and any number of other TV adjudicators. Style Court could be considered the enforcement wing of the apocryphal fashion police. The judge, who holds the distinction of being both an attorney and a wedding dress designer, charged us, the jury, with helping to interpret the evidence. I was dubious at first, but as the day wore on, I was impressed by his judicial restraint and qualities of mercy. Okay, maybe it was Stockholm Syndrome, but after 11 hours of shooting, I thought, this is the greatest thing on earth, and certainly no new cultural aberration, but rather a return to the very values this country was founded upon. Consider this case. Judy felt her friend Sandy's attire was altogether too racy, as her appearance could best be described as Morticia Adams trapped inside the Matrix, and was possibly sending out the wrong message. Evidence included various latex items, black pleather pants, and vibrating panties. When the judge ascertained, with our help, that in fact this was exactly the message she wanted to broadcast, he ruled in favor of the defendant, case dismissed. This got me thinking. Is this type of public airing of, in this case, someone's battery-operated underwear, really so different from village life in colonial America, where citizens regularly were called before a magistrate in the community to give accounts of their personal conduct? Perhaps televising this type of form is merely the truest expression of what is implied by the phrase global village. Still, if someone wants to wear sweatpants 24/7, as was the charge brought against one defendant, is it anyone's business to interfere? Okay, I have no real answer for that. However, here's the thing. There was a genuinely infectious spirit of goodwill emanating from inside those flimsy plywood courtroom set walls. All the parties' motives, even if misguided, were to help their friends, neighbors, and families improve their self-image and promote their well-being. Is this great, important TV? Okay, can you even say those words in one sentence? I don't know. So yes, I know we weren't curing cancer or feeding the homeless, but Style Court might just be making the world a better place, one sweatsuit at a time.
Annabelle Gurwitch lives in Los Angeles.